Hi there. The word for you today is protect yourself spiritually. In Daniel 7 verse 25, reading from the New Living Translation of the Bible, we find these words, "He will oppress the people of the Most High." Satan uses two strategies. First, the Bible says he will defy the Most High. In other words, Satan will always attack God's plan, God's principles, and God's people. So, you've got to be on guard. And number two, the Bible says he will oppress the people of the Most High. Weariness is a weapon Satan will use against you. When you're worn out, you're vulnerable. And at that point, temptation can lead to compromise, compromise to indulgence, and indulgence to defeat. So Paul writes in Romans 13 verse 14, "Make no provision for the flesh." In other words, don't give Satan an inch or he will take a mile. Your mind is where the real attack takes place. The Bible warns you to be careful. Hebrews 12 verse 3, and I quote, "Lest you become weary and faint in your mind." Satan will wear you down in order to wipe you out. So you must take time to replenish your strength in God's presence. Let's face it. It's easy to get caught up in the work of the Lord and not spend any time with the Lord of the work. Jesus addresses this, talking to people who had tried every religious law there was and were exhausted. Matthew 11, verse 28, he says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me, and watch how I do it. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live." What words? When you commit yourself to doing God's will, God's way, in God's strength, you don't wear out. You're fulfilled. You stay in balance, and you overcome the stress and anxiety of this world. And that, my friend, is how God wants you to live.